Well, Andrew Symonds joins us live now from Westminster in London. And, well, Home Secretary Suella Braverman has resigned. So just how big a surprise is this?
It's a big development. Suella Braverman, Home Secretary, is, well, it's the second big loss in the government, top post, within less than a week. So Kwasi Kwarteng 6 days ago, and now Suella Braverman. She was on the right of the party. She is a former chair of the European Research Group, which is in certainly a right-wing side, but proponents of Brexit. They backed Boris Johnson very much so, and they were also big supporters of those tax cuts, which have all been trashed now. We do have the text of a tweet she's just posted a few minutes ago, and I'm just reading it now. She said that she had posted an official document on her personal email about migration, and this was sent to a personal colleague. This contributed a breach of ministerial rules. As soon as I reported the mistake right away, I then moved on decided to resign because she wanted to keep herself performing to the highest standards of office. And now this is it is a surprise. Is it as simple and as a mistake she made? But it could well be that this government does not tolerate any sort of conduct that isn't strictly in line with ministerial codes of conduct. So perhaps it's as simple as that. But it's easy to look at this and think, well, is this possibly more than a coincidence, in the sense that Suella Braverman was very much against the moves by Jeremy Hunt to move in and do this. Jeremy Hunt comes from a different grouping of the party. He's a One Nation Conservative. And we're hearing now that Grant Shapps, former transport minister in Boris Johnson's government, is likely to be appointed to replace her. So Grant Shapps, more of a moderate person. He's not, certainly not in the ERG grouping. So is this factional? In some ways, are we seeing now this government going more moderate and moving towards the centre of the party and not the right? These are all possibilities. It's very early in the day to form big conclusions. But what has to be said, this is a blow to Liz Truss, only a short time after she had what the party regards as a reasonably good performance in Prime Minister's Questions, where the Labour leader, Keir Starmer, was laying into her. She held her ground, they say, they think. She certainly used a boxing analogy that she is a fighter, not a quitter. And that analogy, of course, I would say applies this way, in that she certainly wasn't given any knockout blows by Keir Starmer, but then Starmer won on points because of the chaos that's been going on in this government. And as he described, the fairy tale economics, as you were hearing in Aurora's report earlier on, it was a real fracas in the House of Commons.
A huge day, obviously, for Truss, with the question time being pretty combative, to say the least, and now a resignation of one of her top ministers. I mean, how much longer do you think that Truss can hold on for?
Well, the feeling was that after her performance in the House of Commons that she bought some time. I think the general consensus is that she will have to go. It's such a colossal crash of the economy, and she tried to blame it on her chancellor, the finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng. She fired him. He was a personal friend. But then she was in charge, and she knew full well she was going ahead with cuts in tax that hadn't really been costed out. And, of course, it caused a major financial crisis. She's done the Conservative Party not only big damage in terms of its credibility, but also in terms of her own status. Well, she does look lightweight, and that is really the situation. But more on Braverman. Braverman is a lawyer by profession. She is, you know, well qualified to be a Home Secretary in charge of what is effectively an interior ministry in any other terms. She had been passing, she'd been pushing through Public Order Act, which is quite a right-wing move to clamp down on protests, slightly more extreme protests, such as environmental protesters gluing themselves to buildings and causing a traffic chaos, but coming down hard on them. She has ruffled a lot of collars in that respect. She had also been outspoken about the U-turn on the higher-rated tax, you know, the rich getting a tax break, basically. She thought that that was a very justified move on the part of the government, and that was one of the first things to be given a U-turn by Liz Truss. So certainly she is from a part of the party that is not really the flavour right now. There is even some suggestions that if there was an early suggestion that the Jeremy Hunt, the present finance minister, had actually been behind moves to get her out. But that's not in any way confirmed.
OK, thank you very much. There's Andrew Symonds for us in London. Surely plenty more twists and turns to come. Thank you.